This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. The death toll from an explosion and fire at a fuel depot in Nagorno-Karabakh has risen to 68, with a further 105 people missing and nearly 300 injured, the Office of Karabakh's Ombudsman said on Tuesday. The blast occurred as thousands of ethnic Armenians fled the breakaway enclave after their fighters were defeated by Azerbaijan in a lightning military operation. The authorities have not given any explanation of the cause of the blast. Earlier, several media outlets cited the Armenian health minister as saying the death toll from Monday's incident had risen to 125. Sudan's conflict has forced millions from their homes, but malnutrition, floods, and a withering economy are leaving many struggling to get by. Reuters correspondent David Doyle has more.
More than 5.25 million of Sudan's 49 million population have been displaced since the fighting erupted, according to UN figures. Most have not returned home. They face malnutrition and floods as they lodge in shelters beset by crumbling walls and scorpions. Survival depends on handouts and meager aid relief, as the generosity of host communities is stretched increasingly thin.
Reuters correspondent David Doyle. U.S. President Joe Biden on Tuesday joined a picket line with striking auto workers in the state of Michigan, backing their call for a 40% pay raise.
Well, let's keep going. You deserve what you've earned, and you've earned a hell of a lot more than you're getting paid now.
Biden's appearance, the first visit by a U.S. president to striking workers in modern history, comes a day before Donald Trump, the Republican frontrunner for president, will speak to auto workers